Welcome to Clan Radio on the banks of the River Danube. As you can hear, the party is in full swing here at FanFest in Ingolstadt, ahead of the game tonight between the German side and Brayhead Clan. Clangus is here, Xavier the Panther is here as well, Ingolstadt's mascot, and there's plenty of fans here from both sides. We'll get a word with fans from both teams this edition of Clan Radio, and we'll also talk to our old pal Jerry McLaughlin from Clan TV as we preview the game tonight. Just want to say thanks to Matt Keith, Ryan Finnerty and Scott Pitt for their time earlier on in the earlier edition of Clan Radio, coming from the practice at the Saturn Arena. It's certainly building up to be one hell of an event in the CHL. Right, I've now found a group of Hardy Clan fans here in Ingolstadt. Introduce yourselves.
Stacey.
Where are you from, Stacey?
Stirling.
Ross from Falkirk.
Swanky from Troon.
Swanky.
I'm Stephen from Bishopton.
And here's Xavier the Panther come to join us as well. Looking forward to the game tonight, first of all.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
Can't wait. Yeah.
You fancy Clan's chances much in this one?
Yeah. We're going to win 10-8.
There you go, you heard that from Swanky, a 10-8 prediction.
I think it'll be less tough than the game in Sweden. Obviously, the Swedish team were probably the top seeds, one of the top seeds in the competition. So, I don't know. I think German hockey, I don't know if it's as strong as the Swedish hockey, but I think we'll probably give them a good game, but I still think if we can keep it to single figures, we'll be doing well.
Were you disappointed by the defeat on Thursday? I mean, the scoreline never looks good, but there was plenty of positives to take from the performance, yeah?
Yeah, not disappointed. Like, I've heard a lot of people saying Holt was a bit disappointing letting in 10, but let's look at the number that he actually saved as well and take positives from that. You know, it's a new team playing together. It's always going to take a while to gel, but I think they're actually doing really well so far.
What about the atmosphere here? It's absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
It's good. It's a bit warm for our redhead. Yeah,
fine atmosphere. Sun.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Greg, I love how you just switched.
I'm standing with Susie and Nadine, both Ingolstadt fans. Susie, you have a lovely Matt Keith shirt. Are you looking forward to the game tonight?
it's my English is too bad for interviews. It's
but the game tonight is a big game though, yeah?
Yeah.
Think you'll win?
I hope.
You hope so? What do you think the score will be? Just thinking about it?
No.
Nadine? Do you think the score will be? Think we'll start win?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I'm now standing with Reiner and Doris, also Ingolstadt fans tonight. Are you enjoying the atmosphere here in the banks of the Danube?
Yes, it's the first time. It's a fan celebration before a game. And I think the weather is fine and the mood is fine and we have fun.
Are you looking forward to the game tonight? Going to be a big occasion?
Yes, it's one of the first games in this year and I think it will be nice in the season, but it will be nice in an ice-cold arena this night because it's a very warm day here in Ingolstadt.
It certainly is. And what have you made of the Brayhead fans that have travelled over to join in this occasion?
Yes, I think it's very very great that so many fans come to Ingolstadt, to Germany, and I think we will make a big celebration this evening, but sorry, the points will be here in Ingolstadt.
Well, I was going to ask you about the game, obviously. Brayhead are the underdogs in this group. We played Växjö in Sweden on Thursday as well.
Yes, I've heard that 10-2.
10-2, that's correct, yeah. But you see the points will be here tonight. What do you think the score's going to be?
I think it will be 5-2.
5-2?
This evening.
6-2.
Okay. Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
I'm now with David, a Clan fan. He's sober. I'm delighted to see you enjoying the occasion, David.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, what they put on for us here is just unbelievable. And the brilliant weather, it just made it even better. It's fantastic.
It's good to see both sets of fans mingling ahead of the game tonight as well, isn't it?
Well, I think you tend to find that with hockey in general. Wherever you go, you tend to get that. But no, it's a really good atmosphere.
Did you go on the trip to Sweden as well?
No, I didn't. I had the opportunity to come across to Munich for a couple of days.
Right.
I go to Sweden every year to watch hockey anyway, so
right, okay.
I've been plenty, so all my efforts into this one, but I think it's going to be fantastic.
How do you think it'll go tonight?
I don't know. I think the real interesting results of this group will be how Ingolstadt does against Vaxholm, to be honest with you. I think that will be the deciding thing. But until we've played Ingolstadt, I think it will be hard to tell how different it will be to Thursday night. I'd like to think the score will be a bit closer.
And of course, we're here in Ingolstadt. They've got to come to Glasgow in a couple of weeks as well.
I think probably most of what I spoke to, I think Ingolstadt at home, they've just got a feeling that that might be our best chance of getting something. But again, I think after we've played them tonight, we'll get a better idea of the difference in quality and see how we match up.
Enjoy your trip, David.
Thank you. Let's go play it!
Of course, the cheering you can hear is the sound of both sets of fans having a go of Mash Gru Stimmenen. It's basically pushing a glass of water or liquid along a wet table. And the idea of the game is to keep it on the table. It's a long table and it doesn't fall off at the end. It's to get it to as close to the end as they possibly can. It's certainly whipping the crowd into a frenzy here. We've got drums going. You can hear the Oompa Band in the background. It's been a great occasion here in Ingolstadt. Okay, we've now got a sawing competition.
Clangus is minder!
It's Will Noon, Clangus is minder, against one of the Ingolstadt fans, a sawing competition. Will's gone for it now. Is it Ingolstadt opponent really gone for it on this left side? Jerry's holding the wood for Will. Big cheers as you can hear from the crowd. Ingolstadt win that one. Will gave it his best. It wasn't enough. Ingolstadt won, Brayhead nil. Now Alistair, the cameraman, is having a go against a, let's be honest, a fairly big lad, Ingolstadt fan, who's got the name Barta, number 92, on the back of his shirt. I think Alistair fancies his chances. I don't think he's seen his opponent yet. So we're getting ready. And they're off. Alistair gone for it. Alistair's had a good start. He's gone for it. Barta's struggling. Alistair giving it his all. His opponent's struggling to catch up. Is this going to be 1-1? Alistair's there and Alistair wins. It's a decider. Jerry going for it.
Jerry, you're going to need a hand.
Jerry's struggling with his blade. Single start opponent. He's chopping away, but both men struggling to get any purchase. And Jerry looks as though he's got an advantage now. Jerry going for it. Great encouragement from the fans, as you can hear. Ingolstadt fella's struggling. So is Jerry, actually. Although Jerry's a good way through his part of the plank. Who thought DIY could be so much fun? My goodness. Both men struggling to really get a purchase on this. Jerry doing his best. His blade got stuck again. It's a bit of a damn script, this one. Both men nearly there. It's going to go to the end. One of the Brayhead fans going to help Jerry, but Ingolstadt win it. There we go. Ingolstadt take the plaudits.
Well, we've calmed down a bit. The master of ceremonies is alongside me, Jerry McLaughlin, of course, of Clan TV. We're sitting in a nice wee lounge. It's kind of decking on the surface of the River Danube. It doesn't really get much better than this, can it?
No, it's pretty impressive, isn't it? Like, it's pretty interesting that we're both two river cities, I suppose. I don't know if they've got the show right enough, but yeah, we're just literally out in this little bit of decking. I have actually, okay, yeah. I did what they called a guest lead.
Right, good.
I played a good guy doing bad things, as they say, in River City.
That's kind of everybody from what I've seen. Anyway, we digress. As I say, in the background, we've still got the music going on from this fan fest here. And the Brayhead fans and the Ingolstadt fans, I mean, great mingling together,
yeah,
isn't it?
I mean, for the benefit of people listening, it really is obviously scorching here. We're absolutely getting the factor 50 on. There's a Bavarian band dancing, Bavarian dancers up on the stage. We're in a kind of amphitheatre with sand, deck chairs out, no towels on them. So
no,
they'd be very polite. Maybe we had a chance to get our own back there. I stole that joke from the Section N drummer, actually. I better give him credit. And we've just had a tremendous games there, a kind of Bavarian Highland games. of which I performed terribly in the scissor.
I was going to ask you about the hacksaw one. I actually commentated on it while you were doing it. It was very kind of stop-start.
It was jammed, yeah. I felt like I was, there was something rigged there. I felt like, mind you, Alistair did pretty well with it. Best cameraman in the league. Stepped up to the plate for us and won a point for the Brayhead Clan
well,
fans.
Well, as well, Will Noon, of course.
Yes.
The wrangler for Clangus.
Yeah, and he came on and did an incredible job. Just lost out, though, didn't he, there? But we had the welly toss. Mm. Thought we would have surely won that. A couple of the guys from Troon stepped up, surely, I thought.
It's Olympic sport,
yeah. Exactly, yeah. I thought I'd expected better from them. We've had a kind of gladiators, what would you call it? Kind of gladiators pillow fight on a plank.
the big guy at the end, I just got to mention the fact that the last battle between the Ingolstadt fan and the Brayhead fan, the Ingolstadt fan copped a rather sore one in a sore place for a man, shall we say.
Incredible tactics to get him really in the soft spot, shall we say, which was a bold move for a guy in a kilt, I thought. But it's been great. I mean, how welcoming have they been here? It's been phenomenal. Like, from the start, Ingolstadt have been, as they say, classy. And to put this event on here and the fans are all... I mean, I've got a feeling it's going to get busier and busier down here because it's still relatively early. Mm. You know, we're still hours away from face-off. But obviously, you and I are going to have to go and get changed and get away from it. I think when it reaches its peak, we'll probably be away from here, won't we?
Yeah. Now, look ahead to the game tonight. Firstly, just a quick reflection on Thursday's game. 10-2 never looks good in any sport in terms of a scoreline. But there was a lot to take positively from that game, wasn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about this before the game. I think all the fans knew, you know, the perspective. You know, they got the game in perspective. But I think what was really interesting last night, that first period was obviously a shock, as you say, although there was that brilliant moment when Stefan Meyer scored to make it 2-1. And I think the Vecchia fans went... Oh, that famous orange wall of theirs went quite quiet for a moment there.
Can you believe how quiet they were when you consider the amount of fans they had in it?
Yeah.
Certainly nowhere near capacity as we would have liked, but they were noisy enough. I mean, the fireworks at the start, certainly.
Oh, pyrotechnics and the drama was...
I'll be honest, I got a fright.
Yeah, you did jump, didn't you? No, it was really interesting to see. I think they find it hard, the Swedish teams, to sell these games early on because... You know, we saw it last year. It was four Swedish teams in the semi. You know, so that's how dominant they are. But I think Klang got off to an interesting start. But you know, that second period, I saw loads of positives. We saw Matt Keith got moved around a lot. You know, they're obviously playing with that top line there. Levitt was playing on it there, and then Brooks obviously came on it. And we saw that Meyer and Brooks had a really good link-up play there. That was really interesting to see. You know, Captain Keith was, you know, in the centre, out in the wing, and move back to centre again. Talking to him about that, that's where he prefers to be, and I think that's where he's going to be. That next line, looking there, you see Bruton, the guy's spoiling to get the physical side of the game going. I can't wait to see him in the EIHL. But that line looks good. But the big one for me was Nesbitt and Davis on that line, looking really good.
Yeah,
Davis has come out, you know, it's a big season for him. Nesbitt's been a surprise. The Italian with the Scottish name has been absolutely fantastic. I've told him about Rabsy Nesbitt. He was nothing but flummoxed by that. He might do something on the clan show.
No relation, we should point out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can investigate. He didn't seem to think so. He seemed to say he was pretty Italian. He seemed to say Canadian Italian. But that line looks great. You know, and in the league this season, that's going to be so good for us. We're going to be putting out, you know, that line with Meyer and Kiefer and probably Brooks, I'm going to guess. And then you've got Pitter there, Levitt, and, you know, that second line. We know that's going to be a powerful second line anyway, but this third line's going to come out and do the same thing. You know, and I think that's going to catch a lot of teams on the hop.
Well, that's it. We're, as I said, Ingolstadt's just a matter of hours away as we record this tonight. Different kind of arena. You know, it's not a big flashy arena the way the Vida Arena was. The Saturn Arena is quite old-fashioned in many respects, but I think it's going to be noisier.
Yeah, as Rick Jackman said, he kind of rolled up to it, and he's played here before, and he said, it's an old barn, as he said, but it's a really cool-looking arena. I really like it. It's got a kind of classic look to it. But it's going to be a different atmosphere. We were expecting more fans to be here again, but apparently it's not going to be as busy as they thought. It looks like maybe about 3,000, I think old six.
Right.
So another thing that could maybe play into our hands a little bit again as well. Big problem being the Ingolstadt, the football team, are in having their first game in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, that's right, they play Dortmund tomorrow.
And they're playing Dortmund, so it's a big game. And in this town, apparently, they really are competing with each other for the fans. It's not a separate kind of sport. They really are like... competing, so that could play into our hands as well. And as we've seen, I don't know how many Clan fans are here. We were guessing 200, but I guess it's more than that.
I think maybe
up to kind of three in a bit. So that's going to help. They're going to be loud in there. I'm really excited for it, actually.
The interesting thing is, you know, Ingolstadt, their kind of mascot's a panther. And this town is twinned with Kirkcaldy. So it's like...
We really shouldn't be friends, really, should we?
It's two clans' biggest rivalries in the one go, isn't it?
I know, it's incredible to kind of see. Yeah, when they said that... It's weird, they don't seem to refer to the panther thing all the time. It's the... Other than the mascot. Because they're always Ingolstadt. They never really say panthers a lot. I've just kind of noticed. But yeah, twinned with Kirkcaldy. They're asking for a kick in there, aren't they? Let's be honest. No, it's going to be great. It'll be cool.
So, score prediction?
I think it's going to be obviously closer than last night's what we're hoping for. In all fairness, if we can keep it to more than six, I think it's, you know, for the confidence of the guys. But look to, you know, looking to score though, you know, hopefully 3-4 goals. I'm going to say 4-2.
4-2.
4-2.
Okay. And what about the Purple Army though? We can't not record this without mentioning them.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard all the way through this recording the noise that they made. We heard them in full voice at the Vida Arena, those that were there on Thursday night in Sweden as well. I mean, they really make this club, don't they, in many respects.
Yeah. You saw that the Vecchio fans were saying the same thing, like, your fans are fantastic, you know, the club know it. You know what I mean? And coming here today, look at that, like, you know, the guys here have put on a fantastic show for us, but the clan fans have, you know, embraced it as well and came over, get the flag out, get the drum out, and everyone's singing and just having a great time. Everyone's getting on really well.
And of course, speaking to a couple of German fans earlier, they're looking forward to coming to Glasgow as well.
Yeah, they really are. Like, even the Swedish fans, well, they're delighted about coming over. It's obviously a more difficult trip for them, but the German fans really can't wait. We need to sort something out, obviously, at Clan, after this great hospitality.
You're not putting pressure on Gareth and Andy and the
Absolutely.
Guys in the office, are you?
Yeah, get the pressure on. Oh, we've got to rise to the challenge. Well, we can copy a lot of those games in now, because we're going to need to practice them, aren't we? So,
certainly are.
We got beat 3-2 overall, just for the benefit of fans back home. They won the competition.
Jerry, thanks very much. Enjoy the game tonight.
No worries, Pop.
So that's it from this special edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, building things up nicely for tonight's game at the Saturn Arena in Ingolstadt between Brayhead Clan and Ingolstadt. It's going to be a fun game in the CHL tonight. Keep up to date with everything on the Clan website, brayheadclan.com. Follow the game on Twitter at Brayhead Clan, and don't forget to like the official Facebook page also. That's all from me just now. We'll bring you some reaction from after the game tonight. My name's Craig Anderson. We're sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.